Welcome back. 7:10. In the last segment, I gave to you some examples of how you might have hired a bad attorney. You know? And some of you may think, well, you're just picking on attorneys. There's no reason to get all, you know, all upset and wiggly at lawyers. Lawyers serve a purpose in our society. And as soon as I figure what that is, I'll let you know. But actually, I'll give you another reason why I have this issue with lawyers. We go now to the Long Island School District. Long Island has in the area of Port Washington. You familiar with what that is?
Very, very much so.
Okay.
A very rich and Long Island Sound coastal community.
Okay, so affluent, perhaps?
You're
Effluent?
Effluent.
Or affluent. Oh, okay. There's a difference there.
No, there may be some effluent flowing from Long Island there, too.
All right, okay.
Yes. You're doing well if you live in Port Washington.
Officials at Weber Middle School in Port Washington are concerned that students are getting hurt during recess. So, as a result, they have instituted a ban on footballs, baseballs, lacrosse balls, soccer balls, anything that could potentially hurt someone on the school grounds. Also, you are not allowed to do cartwheels. You're not allowed to play games of tag, get this, unless supervised by one of the coaches.
Students, please wrap yourself in this bubble wrap before going outside for recess.
Mm-hmm.
What would then be acceptable
Nerf
recess
balls.
Activities?
They can play with Nerf balls.
Oh, come on, you'll put an eye out.
No. You can smack somebody. Maybe if you went up to them and you rubbed the Nerf ball on the cornea. I mean, just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you might possibly cause damage there. Mm-hmm. Port Washington School Superintendent Kathleen Maloney said the change in policy is warranted.
This is a policy?
Yes, this is policy.
Oh, my.
This is done because there's been a rash of playground injuries. Some of these injuries can unintentionally become very serious, so we want to make sure our children have fun but are also protected. Long Island Jewish Medical Center Emergency Room Director Dr. Salvatore, hang on a second, I moved my thing. Salvatore Pardo said he's been seeing head injuries, bumps, scrapes, and is worried about concussions.
Gravely concerned.
Very, very concerned. Now, they are saying that the reason they are clamping down on children being children is because they're concerned for these precious little snowflakes and their safety and their health. To which I respond, horse hockey. You know what they're afraid of?
Lawsuits.
Thank you very much.
Personally, I'm glad that it's not just our school district.
Oh, yeah. This
I'm glad that the kind of screwiness, wackiness is not just in one isolated area.
What they are having a problem with is when someone's precious little snowflake is playing on the monkey bars.
There are no monkey bars anymore.
Slips
right, we've removed those.
Thank you, lawyers. There are no monkey bars. All right, so when their precious little snowflake is playing on the merry-go-round. Oh, no, they don't have that anymore.
They have swings. There are still swings.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Do you have any idea what kind of damage can happen to a child?
There's a committee right now trying to figure out how to put seatbelts attached to the swings. There's just someone saying, you know, we do this, we could sell it to every school district in the country.
We must cover the ground in marshmallow fluff so that when the child slips and falls, that there is no problem. There is no penalty.
They have the wood chips now.
Yeah, the spongy, rubbery wood chips.
The playground I played on in elementary school had broken glass. And
yeah.
It wasn't an inner-city playground that had, you know, like needles and condoms or anything, but it had broken glass and rocks and, you know.
Yeah. All right, but this has changed since we were kids. When I was in elementary school, this is in Brooklyn, when it was raining outside, by the way, our playground was 100% asphalt. There was no grass whatsoever in the playground at our school
sure.
With a fence, a chain link fence that was at least 12 feet high.
With barbed concertina wire on the top.
The playground at Rikers Island had a lot in common with the playground at my elementary school. But when it rained, we played in the gym.
Yeah.
So the gymnasium
would
be open.
Yeah.
Tag.
Yeah.
So someone was going to make me it and shoved me in the back.
Yeah.
And I went hurling into the cinder block wall of the gymnasium head first.
Yeah? Oh, well, then.
I got a lump on my head like you wouldn't. I looked like a unicorn by the time my mother came to pick me up.
Sure. But you're okay.
My
Put some
mother
ice
didn't
on
think
it.
Once of suing no. the school district.
No.
But today, that's fundamentally different. Parents today think, weren't you supposed to be watching my kid? Wasn't this an unsafe activity?
That's right.
Whatever?
You have violated my trust by allowing my child to be a child.
When I was a kid, it just happened. Oh, okay. Something happened while they were playing.
Rub some dirt on it. Walk it off. Do something. Quit being such a wuss. Yeah, that is, I'm afraid, is the real reason why this school district has decided to take away soccer balls, footballs, baseballs, lacrosse ball, anything that could possibly cause a bump or a scrape.
If your run for the presidency doesn't work out in the future, maybe you'll run for the superintendent of schools here in the—I know it's not an elected office, but if Seth Mila was the superintendent of schools in the Wausau School District, what would be happening today?
Well, forget that. If you want to make money, risk management lawyer that specializes in school district policy.
See,
there's a fortune to be made there.
Just a
fortune.
This is, I think, the reason why my original idea when I went to school was to go to law school and become a judge. That was what I wanted to do because the thing that would be I would probably end up being famous for is the line, "Get the hell out of my court. Take your stupid lawsuit and get out." And that would be, "You see, Your Honor, my child got hit in the head with a soccer ball, and now he's dizzy all the time. Shut up and get out." That would be my response.
Good to see that you're even-keeled as a judge. That's what we want in our judges, even-keeled, you know.
I'm telling you right now.
Nuanced thought process.
All of these whiny, baby, snot-nosed, "I want it all, and I want everything should be fair." Golly, I'm sick of it. So there it is. Lawyers got involved, and now, because of lawyers, kids in Long Island can't play with baseballs and softballs. We have to protect the children.
And now, it's time for another Something to Think About moment.
Children are so precious, so impressionable. From baby to toddler, and the next thing you know, they're off to school, and sometimes it's so overwhelming about how your perception of time changes. Those few years seem to just fly by. Where did the time go is a question we often ask as parents. The way they look at you, the things they say. Children they're like little sponges just soaking up all that information, experiences, memories. It's absolutely amazing. And to think in a very, very short time, they'll be able to mow the lawn,
wash the dishes,
take the dog for a walk,
pick up the mail,
install the sprinkler system,
do home repairs,
clean out the garage,
balance the checkbook,
prepare your income taxes,
clean the toilets,
do the laundry,
take out the trash.
And that was something to think about, right?
A full dose of the day's events.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
I find that very disturbing.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.